Fileware is this was the original media for the Lisa. And when the Mac was first designed, the original Macintosh prototype used these disks as well. The Lisa one had these drives called the Twiggy drives, and what they wanted to do with the Twiggy drive was use Woz's original disk controller, but get more density on the floppy. So they did this by varying the speed depending on whether the head was on an inner track or an outer track. The other thing that they did,
Oh my goodness, look at that.
the other thing that they did was they had a second opening for the disk read-write head.
Look at that. Two openings for the
The
disc
disk
read.
read-write head, there was one on the top and one on the bottom. And
Right.
as the heads moved, they moved evenly so that at the high rotational rate, there was always even pressure on the floppy. And they were able to get 880K on this media.
On this media.
So the original Macintosh prototype had one of these drives, just a single drive, in that cavity. And if you look at an early Mac 128 or Mac 512K, you look at it and you go, there's just one floppy there. What's all that wasted space? Well, that wasted space was there because there had been originally the larger Twiggy drive in there. Other thing you notice about the other thing to notice about the front bezel of the early Macintosh is that it has a narrow slot that opens up to a wider slot on the right-hand side. That was because when you were taking the media out, they didn't want you to put your hand in the middle. If you put your hand in the middle, you touch the media, so that they wanted your hand here. That's Lisa Wright 1.0, by the way.
That's Lisa Wright 1.0.
So, see, by this, your finger is here.
It's an interesting case and everything, too.
Yep. And so these are incredibly rare. And here's the box.
The box. You fan them out with your hand, and they're like a
Okay.
bunch of cards. It'll
Well,
be
I mean,
fun.
I don't know if you'll find four Fileware disks. I don't know how much you want that.
It's a very interesting story. Thank you. So, I gather that the reason that now they shipped a few Lisa ones with the Twiggy floppy, and
Actually,
that's.
the Lisa one always had the Twiggy floppy.
But then
It
Steve came
was.
back from a trip from Japan, and in his shirt pocket he had the 3.5 inch.
Yes, but in the meantime, the Apple II division was already working on a 3.5 inch drive for the Apple II. And Steve Jobs held up the release of that product because it would have affected the shipping of 3.5 inch drives on the Mac. Here's
Oh,
another.
or on the Lisa, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness, that's
This is
quite a
the
story.